Hello, my name is Zhao Xingchen. I'm from Texas A&M University. So my project is a field evaluation of daily light integral requirements for Zoysia grass and Bermuda grass cultivar. A little bit of background, like so we all know growing high quality turf in shade is a significant management concern for most of golf course superintendent and sports turf manager. And because of different type of shade, different season, different landscapes, makes it difficult to specify cultivars based on hours of sun or degree of shading a site receives. So it is important to introduce the DOI in the daylight integral to make people feel more straightforward to a particularly shady environment. The DOI is moles per square meter per day, and it is a measure of photosynthetically active radiation received over the course of an entire day, and which is considered the most biological relevant means of assessing shade. We do have some of the DOI research has been conducted by most of them in greenhouse or ultra-outdoor putting green. Like in 2005, Benel conducted a Tifigo putting green DOI study. I think they got DOI number about 32.6. And for 2014, University of Florida, they conducted a two-month greenhouse study with 12 warm season grass. And I think they got a T3 DOI number about 24. Our objective is, first, we're going to determine the minimal DOI requirements in the field for 10 cultivars commonly used on golf course as sports turf. Second, we're going to determine how minimal DOI requirements changes seasonally. Third, we're going to determine the effects of the lower and upper end cutting height, which is 1.9 centimeter versus 5 centimeter. In other words, we can tell it's a fairway mowing height and a rough mowing height on minimal DOI requirements. Fourth, we're going to determine the impact of Primo Max on minimal DOI requirements. We all know Primo is going to slow down the gibberellic acid production so that to slow down the vertical growth and stimulate the lateral and underground path growth, so it's to contribute to the shade tolerance. And we have 4 Bermuda grass cultivar and 5 Zoysia grass cultivar and 1 Sun-Oxygen grass cultivar, which is for Tiff Gran latitude 36 celebration for the Bermuda grass cultivar. Zion, Zorro, Palisades, Gemma, Geo for Zoysia grass cultivar, and Pomato for Sun-Oxygen grass cultivar. But we're only talking about the fairway mowing height studying this time. We have 6 shade level, which is 4 sun, 30%, 50%, 70%, 80%, 90%. Basically, we have 2 studies. Fairway study and a rough cutting height study, but we're doing the same time. And our experiment design is completely randomized design with 4 replication. And we do have like the main plot and subplots. Main plot is shade level, and subplot is cultivars. And the unique thing for us is like we do it on the field, and we place the structure always on the turf. And the Primo gonna apply is applied to half of the fairway plot through May to October. And the rate is 0.2 pounds of active ingredient per acre per month. And our fertilization plan is 3/4 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet per 6 week through May to September to hit a budget of 3 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet per year. And because we always place the structure on the turf, it's easy to get the water stress and so that you easily get a fungi problem. So we apply the preventative fungicide on the turf during growing season every month. And we place a pulse sensor on the shade structure, and the pulse sensor will record a photosynthetic photon flux on 15 minutes intervals for calculating the DOI. At the same time, the soil and air temperature sensor will also collect the data on 15 minutes intervals to determine the temperature effects. And we took the NDVI video quality rating digital image every month. And the root samples taken to 30 centimeter depths using hydraulic gatings probe in full sun at 50% plus. And we also took the shear vane apparatus for the shear strength data, which is particularly for the like the sports turf manager to give them like the stability of the root zone of the turf. Here's the data we got. Here's the data for summer at fall. We can see a big difference in here. For summer data, we use the June through August 2016 data. And for the fall, we use the November data from 2015. The reason why we use the November data for the fall is because in Texas, it's kind of like the November is kind of fall. And this is the turf quality data from October 2016. This is about 13 months away from the first time we placed the shake structure on. I would like to use 5.5 be the minimal acceptable turf quality. The first thing we can tell from this graph is Zoysia grass definitely have a better shake tolerance compared with the Bermuda grass cultivar. Talking about the Bermuda grass cultivar, first, we can tell when the shear level gets to 50%, all the Bermuda grass, they drop below 5.5. And when this time, the DOI requirement is about 22. And the interesting is the TIF way, it's when the shear level gets only about 20%, it drops below 5.5. So that means like in the October 2016, the TIF way need like 35 DOI requirements for keep it in the acceptable top quality. Talking about the Zoysia grass cultivar just started to drop below 5.5 when the shear level gets to about 60%. And in this time, the DOI is equal to 16 about. And the Zoro and the Geo is the best performance in the Zoysia grass, and they didn't drop below 5.5. when the shear level gets to 70%. So that means in the October 2016, the Zoro and the Geo, their DOI requirements only about 12. Here is a percent green cover, also from October 2016. It shows the same trending about top quality rating. And the Zoysia grass definitely better than the Bermuda grass cultivar. And TIF grain is the best in the Bermuda grass cultivar. And from the previous months we took the data, we also can tell like the TIF grain is the best Bermuda grass cultivar in there. And here's the primo effect also from October 2016. First, we can look at the picture. If we look closer, we can definitely tell the difference between the with primo and non-primo. As the figure sees the same thing, from 30% to 80% shear level, the primo application is significantly benefit a lot to a top quality, but there only nothing to little benefit for the 0% at 90% shear level. This is shear strength testing we also took in October. For each cultivar, we just average all the shear level for each cultivar. We get an LSD number about 22.6. The interesting part in here, we can tell the Zoysia grass have a better root system stability compared with the Bermuda grass cultivar. Here is we just average for the each shear level for all the cultivar for each shear level in here. I forgot to mention it. We took the shear strength testing on full sun 30%, 50%, 70% shear level. The reason why we didn't take the 80% and 90% because there is most of the grass in the 90%, they don't have enough green tissue in there, so it's no use to test them. In this figure, it's interesting part, like the 50% have a better root system stability compared with 30%, even get close to the frozen. But we have no idea why this happened, but we will look at it later. In the summary, like the species cultivars and primal effects in response to shading have been observed. And at the conclusion of study, regression analysis will be applied for determining of the minimal DOI for acceptable top quality for both mowing height as well as long primal and waste primal. And the considerations of canopy temperatures also will be taken into account when interpreting data. At last, a golf course validation of cultivar cross DOI data will occur in 2016 for some of the cultivar we've been used. Acknowledgements, our research has been supported through funding from the United States Golf Association Green Section at the Texas Turfgrass Research Extension and Education Endowment. Thanks. Thank you. Any questions? Thank you. Yeah, thanks, sir.
The primal results you reported, those were averaged over all the turf types?
Yeah.
Was there any differences between the zoysia grasses and the Bermuda grasses in the response to shade with primal?
I didn't mention all about them, but once I took the data, I mentioned about palisades have the best performance when the primal application. They have big, huge difference between the non-primal and the waste primal. Yeah.
Is there a reason why you didn't present
pomato
data on some
of the steam grass? Because like pomato data is on the rough mowing height. For the time limits, I only present for the fairway mowing height. Thank you.
Sir. Was this just the first year data from this trial, or was that over 2 years?
This is first year. Done with first year, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Yeah.
The DOI, given units that you want, you have the concentration for photosynthetic activity, but on your location, there was a percent sunshine as an average year after year after year. Was this a different year? Was it more or less clouds just on average? It's not going to affect your data, I'm just curious.
It's
the cloud cover. What percent full sunshine? So what you get at your location with long-term averages? And were you conducting this test? Was it any different? Was it particularly sunny this year or clouds compared to other
years? Because we only conducted this study on 1 year round, so what we can talk about is like just particularly for this year. Like for this summer, we got a little bit harsh for the rain issue in there. So it's just for this year in Texas. Yeah.
One more.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Go ahead.
I was just curious. So this was a single year. Are you going to be putting shade stress on the same plot next year to see if there's a cumulative effect?
We'll still put in there. And also, like I mentioned before, we will also do the experiment on some golf course to see if the same response in there. And also, right now we still can tell there's some accumulative shade influence in there, because from the previous study on the greenhouse, we can tell the TFWA DOI is about 24, but in here, the TFWA DOI requirement is about 36, yeah. So it's huge difference in there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.